page 685, book 11. Yet if thou wouldn't abandon the vexed world, careless of the dark moon of things below, tread down the isthmus, overleap the flood, cancel thy contract with the laboring force, renounce the tie that joins thee to earth kind, cast off thy sympathy with mortal hearts, arise, vindicate thy spirit's conquered right, relinquishing the charge of transient breath under the cold gaze of the indifferent stars, leaving thy borrowed body on sod, ascend, O soul, into thy blissful home. Here, in the playground of the eternal child, or in domains the wise immortals tread, roam with thy comrade splendor under skies, spiritual lit by an unsetting sun, as godheads live who care not for the world and share not in the toil of nature's powers. Absorbed in their self-ecstasy, they dwell, cast off the ambiguous myth of earth's desire, O immortal, to felicity arise. On Savitri listening in her tranquil heart to the harmony of the ensnaring voice, your joy exceeding earth's and heaven's power down, the bliss of an unknown eternity, rapture from some waiting infinite. A smile came rippling out in her wide eyes, inconfident felicity's messenger, as if the first beam of the morning sun rippled along two wakened lotus pools. O besetter of man's soul with life and death, and the world's pleasure and pain in the day and night, tempting his heart with the far lure of heaven, testing his strength with the close touch of hell, I climb not to thy everlasting day, even as I have shunned thy eternal night, to me who turn not from thy terrestrial way. Give back the other self, my nature asks. The spaces need him not to help their joy. Earth needs his beautiful spirit made by thee to fling delight down like a net of gold. Earth is a chosen place of mightiest souls. Earth is a heroic spirit's battlefield, the forge where the alchemism shapes his works. The servitudes on earth are greater, king, than all the glorious liberties of heaven. The heavens were once to me my natural home. I too have wandered in star-jewelled groves, paced sun-gold pastures and moon-silver swards, and heard the sharping laughter of their streams, and lingered under the branches drooping in mirth. I too have revelled in the fields of light, touched by the ethereal raiment of the winds. The wonder sound rounds of music I have trod, lived in the rhyme of bright unlaboring thoughts. I have bet swift harmonies of rapture vast, danced in spontaneous measures of the soul, the great and the easy dances of gods.